Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's
hey,
do this.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 411, your Overseas Connection podcast, the official podcast of us, a more mature, wise, and just generally friendlier bunch of people. We'd like to talk about games. We'd like to talk about stuff in our lives. And speaking of stuff in our lives, Nicole Radowski's on the show this week. Nicole, you just came back from Scotland, where you yes. got stuff.
I did get stuff.
Yeah.
I got sick, too. No.
Well, there you go.
No, it was really nice. I mean, like, super nice. Best country I've ever been to. I didn't want to leave.
Really? Scotland?
Now, oh, my God.
Where have you been?
We're going to put you on the spot here, Nicole. What other countries have you been to?
Japan, Thailand, okay. Korea, the Philippines,
Canada?
Mexico, Canada.
Awesome. Yes, okay. Canada ranks under Scotland now. Where does Canada rank in comparison to the others?
Well, ranks under America, too.
No, I really hate my own country. I'm sorry. It'd be Scotland first, then Canada, then the USA.
Yay!
Oh.
Sorry.
This is crushing, Nicole. This is crushing.
No. I didn't want to come back. If I didn't have kids and dogs here, I wouldn't have come back.
I think the best thing I saw from you, Nick, was when you tweeted about how great the pub was. I started longing to be there with you. That sounded
Man,
awesome.
Man, we were singing, and I still have the songs, like, and they were singing an American song. Well, one of them was American. Bye Bye American Pie. I'm like, yeah. What? So that's been stuck in my head for days. And then, I can't think who sings this one. It's not American, though. But that I would walk 5,000.
Oh, the Proclaimers.
Yeah.
I walk 500 miles.
Here I am singing this stupid song in the shower, cracking up. And I have it on video, us singing all this crap in the pub. It was an amazing experience. I just, yay for Wales, and yay for Scotland, and yay for rugby.
All right. Yay.
Yay.
But you're back.
Yeah.
How is it yay for Wales? Did you go? You didn't go to Wales, though. Is it you met someone Welsh who spent some time with a Welshie?
A whole pub full of Scots and Welsh people that were singing and having a good time after the rugby match.
Okay.
So it was cool. Even if you go into a bar in America, somebody's going to get in a fight because somebody's going to be a bigger idiot than the other person. Especially if it's sports related. You go into a pub and it doesn't matter if you won or lost. We're going to all sing together and we're going to have drinks.
That's rugby.
It was nice.
Not football.
Well, soccer, yeah. Soccer, football, same difference.
No, in soccer they're fighting.
Probably.
Were the Scottish men as nice as the Scottish women?
Yeah.
I have it on authority, Nicole, that there's a particular woman that you didn't necessarily care for out of one of the pubs.
Oh, no. She
wasn't
a woman. She wasn't a woman.
She was an ugly fucking hero of a bitch she was.
Oh, my
wow.
God. She was the only ugly person in that entire freaking country.
Sorry. Hello. It's me here. I flew to Scotland for lunch. That was enough for me. And then I came home. Yes. So Nicole and friend and our, we were sitting in this pub and the big screen was on with the rugby and we were sitting there and this guy and girl, I'd say she was probably in her mid-20s, and she came in, she was ugly as sin, and we paid no attention to them, but they lifted their chairs and blocked the way for us to come in and out. And Nicole's friend sort of said quietly, you know, God, look, that blocked the exit. And this woman had friggin' bat ears. I mean, her ears must have been like elephants. Because she friggin' turned into this... She didn't have ginger hair, but it was like a monster. It was like, what the fuck are they for quick? And then the guy started to talk, and then she was, yeah, friggin', I'm Scottish. I pay my taxes, bloody Americans. And, oh, she was ready to fight. I was almost waiting for the glass to get broken on the table and to get glass in my face. Oh, yeah, no, she was not very nice, and she kept on going about it for about half an hour, didn't she?
Yeah, she would not shut up. But when you're in the
Scotland,
wrong...
Scotland, nicest country in the world.
She was very
except for her. Except for her.
So I made sure that when we were leaving, I got up and stood in front of them and took extra long with my coat.
Oh, my God, Robin, I love you so much right now.
Bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we gave our table to other people so that they could sit in there. I was like, do y'all want this table? Because they were walking around. I'm like, y'all want this table? We're getting ready to leave. Y'all want this table? Made sure somebody else got the table and not her.
Hey, Nicole, it was great meeting you. It really was. It was cool. I was just like this.
We were all very jealous, by the way.
It was like we were buddies and we were just sitting there having a drink and some sort of weird venison burger. And you had Iron Brew.
Yes, I did try the Iron Brew. It tastes like Big Red. If anybody drinks...
I know what Big Red is, but I never would have thought Iron Brew tasted like... Iron Brew's not cinnamon. Big Red's cinnamon, isn't it?
No. Big Red is bubble gum.
Yeah, but it's cinnamon, isn't it?
No, there's no cinnamon in it.
Yeah.
No, it's Big Red.
What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, Greg's agreeing with me. He knows what's what.
Big Red, it's cinnamon.
My kids drink that crap. It tastes like sugared ew.
Yeah, well, it was a good day, and I enjoyed it as well with the flight over. Yeah.
And I have a picture of that guy that was standing in front of us at that other place, dressed as a green woman. With his,
the Irish. She was like a leprechaun. Yes, fucking Irish.
Yeah,
what a good day. Yeah, that was good. The atmosphere around Edinburgh that day was fantastic because of the rugby match that was on.
Go, man. Seriously.
Yeah, it was really good. So when we arrived, I got out of the taxi. We walked up a crazy, serious hill, as Edinburgh is just on a frigging hillside. Try to avoid these monstrous staircases and steps. Then we walked down a hill into one pub, into another pub, and that was us for the day. So,
Because one of my days there was 86 flights of stairs, 12,000 steps, and 5 miles walking.
Mm.
One day.
Wrigley's Big Red Cinnamon, naturally and artificially flavored.
It's not Wrigley's. It's not Wrigley's.
That's the only Big Red I know.
That's soda, not gum.
Well,
$100.
Iron Brew.
Well, I've never heard of a Big Red soda. That's I really admit I've never heard of
Texas
that.
Texas thing.
Iron Brew would definitely be like the traditional drink of Scotland, and when you mix it with vodka, they call it a Gunther. So it's
Gunther.
A girder. Yeah,
kind of
a
girder. It sounds almost German.
A girder.
I don't want any.
All right, hey, you know what? Real quickly, before we get too far into Big Red and all this nonsense, Robin Tate on the podcast.
Hey, hi, it's me, Robin Tate here, and I'm in Northern Ireland. And we had wonderful elections this week.
We've confirmed that is north of Mexico.
Yes, and our elections were on this week, and... nothing has changed. It's just the same as it was before. So, carry on regardless. Yeah, yeah, no, it's great to be here again.
A lot of us are actually jealous of that, Robin. A lot of us are kind of jealous of that.
Oh, right, okay, well. Yeah, well, there are two distinct sides here anyway. We can throw stones at each other. It's just pretty much the same as you guys too.
Yeah.
Except the Russians haven't interfered with us whatsoever. So
that you know
of. You should be so lucky.
Yeah.
Russians didn't.
Yeah. So yeah, Scotland was a big thing for me. That was good. My plane broke down on the way, which was odd. I didn't think it was going to get there. And I seen
Yeah,
Paddy was out with a big spade beating the bottom of the engine, but he couldn't get it fixed, so they had to give us another little plane. And yeah, it got so quick. I mean, the airport's about 20 minutes for me, and 25 minutes, and the flight to Edinburgh is 25 minutes, and then a taxi or an Uber from the airport down into the centre of Edinburgh is another 20 minutes. So like an hour and a half leaving home, I'm there. It was brilliant. So I came back, and in the sort of 48 hours that I came back, Judith has organised her two sisters to go to Edinburgh in a couple of weeks just for a day's shopping.
Okay. Oh, good. I'll have fun.
Yeah, 60 quid. Quick flight. There you go.
Where?
You started something.
And tell her not to wear high heels.
Did you actually taxi or did you Uber?
He Ubered.
Uber. It's a good thing.
It's cool. When he had done earlier, we're out there and he's like, no, I'll just call somebody. And he's on his little phone. And all of a sudden, he has ordered himself an Uber. Yes. I'm like, man.
The problem we can't Uber out of our airport. They won't allow the Ubers to pick you up at the airport. They won't allow any outside taxi companies to pick you out of the airport.
Yeah, I had to walk pickup zone at the airport, actually, so that might be the same thing over here. So I had to walk a little bit.
That's what they're doing now. You have to be picked up in the passenger drop-off area.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
But, all right, okay. Well, also on the podcast this week, Fraser's I Need to Find a New Shirt Moore's.
No, it's not yet. Still same shirt. Haven't washed it, actually.
I was just going to ask.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's a typical Broncos fan.
Help. in for a penny, in for a pound, Greg.
I like it.
Actually know something about them.
You'll know that you didn't want to put that shirt on. Rich Webster also behind the scenes manning the spinning discs, the knobs, and the doohickeys that make this show run.
Hello, guys. Hello.
Thanks for being here, Rich, and thanks for taking care of everything. It makes it a lot easier for me, I have to admit. All right.
You've not got it too bad, have you, DeLacy? I mean, you're offloading the hosting. You've got people running the show for you, and you're just sitting there.
Yeah. Just away, Fraser.
Getting your wife to take the checks down to the bank.
Pretty much. I'm a little disappointed and angered that you saw through my ruse of inviting you and Robin to be permanent hosts, that this was just a way for me to get more time away.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean,
no.
Shit, how did that happen? Sorry, what? What am I?
Listen to other podcasts occasionally. And
did
I
you
did
listen,
head up the Game
you
Punchers,
listen to
yes.
the Game Punchers, that quality I show.
I did. Yeah.
Yes, please don't use the word Arl again.
Arl?
Who used Arl?
I honest to God thought you guys wrote anal.
What? She talked
about
there's anal, Arl, Oral.
Oral.
A-U. It's A-U.
Yeah, that's what I
wrote. No, I'm Southern, okay? I'm not going to say it the way y'all do.
It's normally a bit of oral?
She went from aural to anal. I mean, that's you
it
don't do that.
It started with an A and ended with an L. Okay.
You never go anal to aural.
It's quick bad. Quick slip of the tongue.
No, I'm just telling you guys that that was what was on the tweet was for your
oral pleasure. Yeah, right. But, which is the perfect word. Right.
But that's not what I saw when I first was flipping through my feed.
That's not on me. Like, that's totally on you.
No, that's y'all's fault for using the wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah, just pick a different word, a different $5 word that's not so close.
What if I'd used, if I said oral, I'd have had the grammar police down. If O-R-A-L, I would have had the grammar police on me. Then they would have been carting me away. I was quite pleased with the choice of word there.
Ears, the pleasure, whatever.
It's all about
hey, everybody.
Ears.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 411 of the Overseas Connection podcast, a video game podcast where we talk about video games, not oral.
Oral.
Yeah. All right.
Do you do oral?
Sorry. And I'm going blind the sunset.
I think I blushed on that one, Fraser.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yeah.
All right.
I actually had a reply and left it. I deleted it, so you're good.
Yes. This is good to move on from all of this. All right. I'm afraid to ask, is there anything else we want to talk about, what we've been doing this past week? I actually have been doing more house stuff. I actually took out and replaced an electrical switch in one of our rooms that I did not break for once. Usually I'm the one that breaks shit around this house, but my wife actually broke it, and then it was, of course, upon me to fix it. So,
nice. Yeah. I can tell you I did something equally as boring, if not more boring. I bought a new pair of curling shoes today. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I mean, like, you know, if you're into curling, that would be exciting, right?
Like winkle pickers is like a wee dwarf, like curling shoes, like a wee bell on the end. Is that
pixie boots?
Yeah.
Is there like a specific like manufacturer that like Reebok? They make the high quality.
Oh, yeah. The pumps. Yeah, the pump.
I don't think any of the big shoe companies that you would know are making any that I'm aware of.
Right.
So they're like specialized manufacturers that are basically dominate all the equipment for the game.
Right. Probably making bank.
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably not.
What color are they? Are they like black. Pink?
Black? Like you want black.
Yeah.
See, I would have thought you would have gone white so you could blend in with the ice and then maybe just kick a...
Ice is clear.
Whatever. It's not really, you know.
Jesus, don't insult the ice.
Oh my God.
In an ice rink, it appears white on the floor. So, you know.
Not
white.
In the circles. Not in the rings.
I
they're
hate
blue
you.
And red.
Honestly, there's some genuine just, God, I want to just throttle you.
That's two of us tonight. Yeah.
All right. See, I'll reach
I didn't you. Buy. I didn't buy any curling shoes. I didn't. But, you know, sorry,
no.
Greg. But you fixed a garage door, I believe. A garage,
oh, yes, I
was,
yes,
garage
I also fixed
door.
Garage.
I was impressed garage. With that.
Yeah.
Garage is
yeah,
cute.
That was that pissed me off, actually, because our old garage door opener, it started doing that, you know, it only wanted to go down halfway, and then it would go back up only halfway, and it was pulling that nonsense, and I was like, you know what, screw this. So I unhooked it, and I just pulled it shut so I could leave and do my thing. And I came home, and I went to re-engage it on the track, and the thing just went right past where it was supposed to engage, and then it just rammed up against the front of the garage door and just stuck. And then the motor died, and the whole thing went to shit. So I had to buy a new garage door opener and take the old one down, put the new one up.
Could you not that just have taken one of the other cars out and used one of the other garages?
I only have one.
Oh,
only one garage.
Jesus. See, look, you've got another one you need to get hold of and throttle over here, too. He's a piece of work, eh? He tries to play it all, yeah. Oh,
I know.
All right.
I do not live on the Tate estate.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, look, gaming, I'm reading a book, and I want to talk about this book because it's, well, reading a book. It's not quite true. I've been driving and listening to a book called Console Wars on Audible. And it's about the battle between Sega and Nintendo in the mid to late 80s and early 90s, and the story, mostly from Sega's point of view. It is absolutely brilliant. There's stuff in there I never realized. I really do hope they make a film out of this, because it is it's a fuck you. It's a fantastic story. The skullduggery and stuff that went on and how he threw together that was, it was brilliant. I've been with Audible a couple of months. I tried their service out, and you get like one free book a month,
right,
sort of thing. But yeah, Console Wars, if you're of a certain age and you remember the Sega Genesis and the Famicom or the NES and all of that sort of stuff. It is superb, the way getting into the minds of these people and how they really were at war, and how they, especially Sega, were on a real shoestring. It's amazing how well they did with what they had. It's inspiring the way that some of the people motivated themselves and got up to it. And yeah, the history of it all is really, really good. So I would highly recommend Console Wars. And Audible, as Teflon says, is a very, very good service. So for
and
all
you
it
know,
is.
So. To piggyback on that concept, Robin, IGN has a podcast series called Unfiltered. Mm. It only comes out about once a month, but
yeah,
Ryan McCaffrey is interviewing industry, people within the industry. But he's interviewed Jack Tretton. He's interviewed Phil Spencer in depth, Peter Moore. I mean, a ton of the bigwigs, and it is well worth listening, especially if you're interested in that kind of behind-the-scenes, you know, inside view. I would definitely recommend that.
Mm. Well, it suits me. Just life. Just being able to listen to it in the car. I spend so much time in the car, so it's podcasts. Right. When I get bored with the podcast, I throw this on sort of thing. So, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Oh, you get bored with the podcast?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I get overloaded. I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah. I will sort of review, you know, ourselves, Veteran Gamers, Boss Wave, your man Fraser's when it comes out. I tolerate sometimes a bit of Bombcast.
The little jabs. He's so good.
Yeah,
he's good.
I know.
The weasels can smell our own. We know you.
Cagcast, 360 Gamercast, whatever it's called now, Midlife Gamer, and then a bit of Nerdist thrown in there, and the Friday Night Comedy thing from the BBC, and all of that sort of stuff. And sometimes it can get a bit much. So, yeah. Sure. But okay. A bit audible. Yeah.
All right. Bit of audible. All right, well, before we dive into talking about the games we've been playing, how about we give some shout-outs into the Twitch for those that might be taking part. And by the way, if you are listening to this, we do podcast every Saturday at 3 p.m. Western Time, Pacific Time, 6 o'clock Eastern, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 11 o'clock p.m. in the U.K. And when there's daylight savings, that throws everything off for a couple weeks. But for now, that is the way it is. And, of course, you can catch us on twitch.tv/OC Podcast, and you'll see us live. And you can be part of the chat. Every once in a while, we'll give away a game. We always want to give our Twitch viewers, though, a shout-out. So, Robin, if you could give a shout-out to the Twitch people.
Ha-ha!
Teflon, Martin, ArchCGC, Stuff.
Stuff.
God, I don't know the list. Loads of people. And they're chatting like about veggie seeds. Sarah is planting veggie seeds. She is planting veggie seeds while listening to us.
What the fuck is cool. A veggie seed?
I don't
vegetables.
Know.
Vegetable seeds.
Oh.
Veggie seeds.
Okay. See, I would say, like, I would actually give off the specific vegetables I was planting.
She said her first concept. Her first message was, good evening, watching and starting some veggie seeds. And I thought, is she eating them? Is she smoking them? What is she doing? Yeah.
We're so silly.
Yeah, we're all so silly. Oh, hi, Grace. Hiya. This is so surreal. Sorry for the people that are listening. We are looking at Fraser's wife while she's FaceTiming Fraser.
I would actually prefer if he put her picture up.
Please, can we have Grace instead of you? She's at the Moms for Business conference, and she's having a great time there. So they're drinking cocktails and talking about moms and business. So go, Grace.
She's not going to be home in the next little while.
Oh, bless.
So did you lock the kids in the basement?
My kids don't need to be locked in the basement anymore. You just say to them, do you want to go spend the rest of your lives in the basement? And they'll run down there and put on the Xbox or the PCs or whatever that's down there now. They don't need any encouragement.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know the threats now, though, Fraser. The threats are wise up, shape up, or we go camping in the snow again.
Yeah, that's right. Threats are anything to do with going outside, walking, physical labor.
Mm.
Shopping.
Yeah.
Shopping is a huge threat.
Oh my God, don't take my shopping!
I always do that to my kids. I'm like, if you don't behave, I'm going to take you to the grocery store with me.
That's right.
Every 10 to 15 minute break today, when it was not hailstoning or thundering with rain, the kids were chucked outside for that 10 minute period, no matter what Judith is. Just no, outside. It's not raining anymore. Outside. On you go. Don't care if it's cold. Getting outside. Oh, yeah. So it was.
Maybe occasionally it was still hailing. Throw them out there anyway.
Well, actually, Charlie, at one stage, I was out at the hardware store getting some electrical stuff. And I came back and he was sitting out in the bandstand watching the hailstones come down with a blanket around him and the cat. So, yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Anyway.
Oh, you have a cat that's still alive.
Lucky.
What?
Yeah, Lucky is still alive. Lucky is lucky to be alive, you bastards.
No one has... over the fact there's a bandstand.
No one has knocked over my cat.
Well, you were gone 2 trips in a row, yeah. And the neighbor didn't get him.
No, not yet.
But is it, it was the neighbor, Nicole. I don't think it was the neighbor.
So
the
neighbor. I don't know if I said this or not, but we were talking to the neighbor across the fence a couple of weeks ago, and last year when I think I said this in Scotland, so this is the neighbor who knocked over the first cat. The first time 2 years ago when we were in Florida, two of our chickens had died. He knocked over the cat, and then this year when we came home, both of our rabbits were dead. So we just thought it was a rabbit disease that had killed them. They all died within sort of 2 days of each other. But he happened to admit about 2 weeks ago that the rabbits had escaped while we were out, and he had just been spraying some very poisonous weed killer, and that's maybe why they died. I am actually getting quite worried. He seems to be slowly killing my family in bits. Oh dear. Anyway, he hasn't gone.
Sheep or goats.
Yeah, so look here, games and shit.
That's right, challenge him with a big
games
animal.
Games and shit. Yeah. Just challenge him with a big animal.
The little animals, come on, get a horse. Tell him, come on, you fucker.
try and knock this one over.
I'd like a goat, actually. I would like a goat.
Goat would be good. I want a goat.
Goat does all your lawn mowing. All right, let's talk video games, guys. Let's please discuss. Robin, we're going to save you for last because we have lots of questions for you.
Yeah.
Fraser, seeing what I see, I will start you off first.
Sure, I can start, actually. I've been chipping away again at Sunset Overdrive. I'm getting extremely fed up of talking about that game.
Where are you at with the game, Fraser? Where
I'm
are you
now,
at?
Now, I've just... What did I do today? I was on a roller coaster. I was up and down on a roller coaster trying to destroy some guy. Oh, I'm fighting big robots now. I just beat a tank robot. And anyway, I finally sort of cracked a little bit, and I was like, I checked.
You want good news or bad news?
Well, I know where I am. I'm not at the end, but I'm not. What's the bad news and good news from you?
Well, it's exactly what you'd know, which is you're past the halfway point, but you're not.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm well. I checked a walkthrough. I think I'm about 80% through. So whatever. I'll get there. It's chipping away. It's just I wish it would just finish. But there you go. And then for those who did listen to Game Punches, I was talking about pinball this week. And I was reminded how great Zen Pinball is.
Pinball.
Well, yeah. I was talking about the old pinball machines that I played, and then Teflon tweeted me. He actually tweeted me the old pinball arcade that I used to play at when I was a kid, when I was a student. It's still there, which is amazing.
What was it?
Or at least Lisa's Amusement Arcade in Leicester.
Oh,
No.
The pinball machine. What was the pinball? What was your favorite pinball machine back then?
I know. Lethal Weapon 3. Terminator 2 also ranked up there.
Yeah, I think Lethal Weapon 3 is my favorite.
Star Trek.
I do. Yeah, Secret Eyes. Star Trek,
good.
Bonus points for Greg. Yeah, see, he was listening. And Teflon reminded me, we were talking a little bit back and forth, and we were sort of agreeing with each other at how great Zen Pinball was. And John had said he played it on his iPad, so I loaded up Zen Pinball on the iPad, and it plays great. I mean, it literally plays better than most pinball games I've played on PC or console. So that's really good to know that I've got that. I loaded it up on my iPad and my phone. I played a little bit at work the other day, and I've played on my iPad in bed. That's cool. And then I loaded it all back up on my Xbox. So I'm back in pinball mode. So that's pretty neat. And and I don't have a – and what is annoying is that a lot of my tables have not been carried over. So I had quite a few tables on the PlayStation 3. But that's okay. What's quite neat is they give you one free table, which is some haunted house table.
It's
a really good table.
It's a good table. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you concentrate, and this is the thing about pinball, is if you concentrate and start to learn the table, you know, and figure out how do I get that score. You know, there's some. I think Robin, you're you know, straight away as soon as I played. I did well enough to just hammer past quite a few people's scores, but I'm still way behind on a load of other people's.
I fired it up, I think, one Sunday morning about 2 weeks ago, and I have some of the South Park tables. The Butters one I especially like, and it's really cool. It's quite cute tonight. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You have to you can luck it and play for half an hour and you get a crap score. But there is skill to where you fire that ball, you know. There is
skill to how you do it. So that's the key to the high score. So I'm back in pinball mode, and then and I don't really know what else. I don't know. I'm looking forward to playing some multiplayer stuff tomorrow. I don't know. Is that in the notes? Are we going to be talking about multiplayer stuff at some point? Should we?
We can make that announcement now and later.
Okay.
Okay.
It's also a candy.
Well, let's have that little discussion now then. I mean, I've talked about it on Game Punches, and we talked about it on text back and forth, is that we're really trying to get the momentum going to get multiplayer.
Did you talk about it in Game Punchers? Because I wasn't quite sure. Because it's sort of like you mentioned, like you maybe mentioned it, like I possibly talked about it. It was maybe we talked about it.
No, we definitely did.
Okay.
We mentioned it. So the momentum is going now that we really want to try and take advantage of the community's ability to get bodies together and do some multiplayer. We used to do it back in the day, and it was great. You know, it's great fun. And so
let's talk about tomorrow.
So tomorrow, and I don't know if anybody else has made any decisions, but I'm making the decision right now that I'm going to be online tomorrow, 12 o'clock Eastern.
All right. I'm down.
You're down? So we're going Halo Master Chief Collection. We'll figure out what we want to play when we get there.
Okay. Gotta make sure I still have that. I think I have it.
So get that loaded up. And then just get a lobby going and see if we can get people in there. I'll throw some tweets out during the show.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a big thing. It should be just we set a time, and that's our multiplayer time. And it's Sunday at 12 o'clock every week, you know, and the game is the game.
You're exactly right, Robin. And once it's there and it's set and people know that they can look out for it and see what's – and, you know, if we can plan a little bit ahead and say, look, you know what, I don't have Gears 4, but maybe next week, you know, Nick or somebody wants to take on and say, right, well, I'll be hosting Gears 4 and everyone can meet on that or whatever. Yeah. It'll work. It should work. I don't see why it shouldn't. And we have all these other podcasts and all these other guys who don't do jack shit apart from push their shows out, and we can get them to do some stuff. I'm just kidding, obviously.
Lazy bastards.
No, he's not kidding. He means it.
Brilliant.
The voice of God.
Yeah, no, if everybody gets behind it, I don't see why not. I mean, obviously, there's, you know, if you take Boss Wave, all those, they're all Sony fanboys, so maybe they can, you know, they can do something.
Hassle! Sorry.
Do something on that side, because they won't be able to play with us tomorrow, will they? I mean, so.
So real quickly, though, 12 p.m. Eastern. Which would be
5 p.m. UK time.
Okay. Yes, 5 p.m. UK.
And what would that be for you, Greg?
That's going to be 8 o'clock in the morning for me.
Okay.
No, wait. 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm like, you're doing the stupid math that you all
do. I'm doing my crazy math.
Yeah, and it may not $5. Be perfect for everyone. What are you going to do? It may not be perfect for everyone, but you know, you don't want it too late for people over in the UK. You don't want it too early for. What are you going to do? I don't know.
No, it works for me.
Okay, good.
I don't have the kid tomorrow in the morning, and I don't have the wife in the morning. Everybody's out of the house, so yes, I'm down.
Wow. Good.
Some Halo time in the morning.
I can do 8 o'clock tomorrow morning if you can join me.
I just might as well. Yeah, look at that. all right. Anything else, Fraser Moores?
No.
All right. Nicole Radowski, let's talk about Pac-Man Pop.
It was cute. That's all. No, I got an email. You know how you get those little emails and they're like, oh, these new games are coming out and blah, blah, blah. That's the first time I actually checked one.
Okay.
And I was like, ooh, Pac-Man. And I was feeling a little nostalgia. It's actually Pac-Pop. But it's by the Bandai Namco, so it's their thing with TikTok games. And it's actually really stinking adorable. And it's one of those little, you have to pop the bubbles with other bubbles kind of games. the ghosts are there. You're freeing puppies. You're trying to avoid ghosts. You do get a little bit of the old Scott style. There's like a little fast-paced section in there. I can't think of the name of it right now. And those levels do get pretty damn hard. I'm on 34.
All right.
I had three starred most of them up until I got into the 30s, and then I had to go back.
You just kind of doing really a little bit of that Angry Birds three stars, you know, like you one star, two star, three stars, like the three stars are the best you can do.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And so you can three star them.
Please, sir.
Jesus Christ, Fraser!
What? Please, Fraser?
He's either having a seizure.
I'm going to have a
seizure.
I'm going to have a seizure. I'm sorry, Nicole, and I just got to interrupt you, and I am interrupting you. So I haven't got a question about your game at all. I have got a question, but I'll ask it in a minute. I've made a terrible mistake, and it wasn't Tefan who tweeted me the picture for the. It was Tusker. I'm always getting those two mixed up. Sorry. They don't even know that I'm getting them mixed up, but I am.
Fake news. Hashtag news.
Tusken, I apologize. Tefan, I apologize for putting you, telling you you've been doing things you haven't been doing. Tusken, it was Tusken. Thank you very much.
Dear.
Nicole, back to you.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying there's a tweet that came in that's very, very bad. It's really bad. There's a tweet came in from a guy called The Real, at Real Witch, Rich Webster, is saying that he has evidence that Greg taped my phone during the last podcast. He heard everything he said. Bad. So, yeah. It's going to shit hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There will be an investigation. All right. Someone spoke to Russia. One of you fuckers phoned Russia. Okay. Just saying. Hashtag bad.
All right. Where were we, Nicole?
I don't
back
know.
Back on track. You were talking Pac-Man Pop, which, by the way, when did Pac-Man ever save puppies? Did I hear that incorrectly?
No, you didn't hear that incorrectly. Okay. I was like, they're cute little shits, though, but I can't figure it. It's like they were just desperate to make this cute little game, and they made a cute little game. Shoot a ball up in the air and pop the other color-matching bubbles and hope to God you drop a puppy down, and they float down gently. They don't just fall out of the sky, whatever. And then when there's the ghosts, you can only hit them, obviously, when they're blue, and it takes away points when they're colored, and they throw all these other little deals in there. And it was just something to... take up time.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a time wasting game, you know.
You need those. I haven't had a chance to get on the Xbox and like do the 900,000 updates that I haven't touched in the last three weeks. So I'll probably turn the Xbox on tonight and let those cycle through. I haven't even looked at the PlayStation either, for that matter, except that hasn't been touched since I was gone. So I was just like, well, this is in my hand. It's right here. Let me play this game. So I did. And like I said, it was a little bit of nostalgia. It was cute.
All right. Okay. Pac-Man Pop. I'm assuming this is on iOS. Yes, iOS game.
It's an iOS game. I don't know if they have it for anything else, but it's actually Pac-Pop, not Pac-Man. That's my mistake for writing Pac-Man.
So this now makes a little more sense to me because... So is it really Pac-Man, or is it just called Pac-Pop?
It's the little Pac-Man dude. It's
okay. I've got Pac-Man Pop here.
Is that what yeah. Well, the little thing. Oh, it does say Pac-Man Pop. Yeah.
All right. Oh, Pac-Man Pop.
Pac-Man hard Pop, to see loading it up.
But yeah. It's super cute, though, and he's holding a little puppy, which is extra cute.
Saving puppies makes every game just that much better.
I'm going to get back to it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. This podcast sucks. I'll be playing Pac-Man Pop. Nicole, anything else?
No.
Any last kind words for Scotland?
Just, I need to go back home to Scotland. That one girl was a cunt. That's all.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, man, I'm awake.
Scotland, home of the cunt.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. There we go.
Wow, this family podcast.
Yeah, we've never been a family podcast. We've always been explicit, and I prefer it that way. Before we get to you, Robin, so Metal Gear Solid 5, we both have been playing Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, God. You seem to be getting through it a lot faster than I have. My gaming time has been very limited over the last few weeks. I get it. So, because I hear now you've got quiet, you're having some quiet time.
I did get quiet. That was actually kind of an interesting battle because I was actually afraid for a little while to shoot her. Because the mission, you're being sent on a different mission, and I encountered her, and they kind of show like an area that you have to escape from. They're like, you know, the sniper's after you. And so I was like, okay, well, I can run out of this zone pretty easily. I knew I could escape, and I was almost ready to escape, and I was like, well, wait a minute. I think I need to capture her if I want her to be on my team. And then I'm like, okay, well, how do I capture? So I was trying to use the stun gun on her, and that was not really a good strategy. I learned that very quickly. And so then I was like, well, I have to shoot her. I'm like, but if I kill her, then she's not going to be alive.
Aiming at her fleshy parts is the thing that you have to do, really, and she had some nice fleshy parts that you could aim at. So
true.
But no, if you get a choice, and you can shoot her, you know, you're encouraged to shoot the bitch. Mike Chin would do that because that's how he's built. But she is now my compadre of choice when I do missions.
Right. I'm not at that point where I can.
No,
have
you don't
her
get her.
No. Yeah.
So have you went down to her jail cell to?
I did. I viewed
check
her.
She's okay.
I checked in on her. I viewed that she was sunbathing in her cell. I don't know if you noticed that when she's laying on the cot, she has her little bra thing undone, even though she's laying, you know.
No, never noticed that.
Never seen that. I stood for an hour waiting for her to use the shower.
Robin's just like, get up. Come on. Yeah. Get up.
Please. Oh, dear. Zoom. Oh, Judith, is she about? Oh, God. No, it's a few missions more. Fraser, you'll know.
I was going to say, just before you push on with that, one of the it's interesting, is maybe a tiny wee little bit spoiler for anyone who has to do that mission, but one of the things you can do is you can, when you're fighting quiet and if you're struggling a little bit, you can call in resupply and drop the crate on her. And that can knock her out.
That's dastardly.
Yeah, but there's all these little things you can do.
Yeah,
right?
So
typical. Typical.
So, Fraser, I'm at the point now where I was going out on a mission, jumped onto my heli chopper, and my
friend... Can I ask you, do you have music for your helicopter?
I think it's Aha at the moment. Take on me. Take on me. And I got called back that some bastards were attacking my base. And I had to go back and liberate my base.
Right.
And now Ford operations have opened up so I can do multiplayer stuff. Is that right? Is that
okay? Could be.
So that's kind of where I am.
I forgot about that. I played quite a bit of that. That's very interesting. Where you'll you can now go attack other people's bases. So depending on the security levels that they've set up, your job is to infiltrate the center of their base.
Stay the fuck out of my base, Robin.
So yeah, I think I'm about level 30 or chapter 30 now. So, but
okay,
yeah.
Well, you're well.
Again, I haven't had a lot of time, so that's the problem.
What's fun is if you go on and get your friends list up, so you friend people like me or Greg or John or whoever, and who's playing the game. If their base gets attacked and they're not online, the system will call you as a friend and say, your mate's base is getting attacked. Do you want to go and defend it for him? And so you can jump in and defend his base for him.
What do you get out of attacking a base?
You'll get GMP.
Hmm. Right, okay.
So.
Yeah, I still don't understand half the stuff, you know, because I keep on collecting all the stuff, and you can go in and sell it, but I did that once, and I just keep on collecting.
Don't really want to sell anything, but if you look to start doing your upgrades, when you get to the larger upgrades, you start to hurt a bit for materials to upgrade.
So I think all of my base at the moment is all as high as it can go without a lot more GMP. So everything's level 4. I've got my zoo is coming on well. All that sort of stuff. And there's the crazy doctor is building some Metal Gear machine in a far distant place. And I've got a load of kids on my platform now doing stuff. I'm training them up to be guerrilla fighters or something. They're off in a separate part. I don't know. It's crazy. It's great. It is fabulous. Yeah. But it's big.
I maintain that this is the best covert special ops game I've ever played. And the dumbest fucking game I've ever played. Just story-wise, mind you. Story-wise.
The only thing that would make this better would be is if Greg and I could play co-op on every mission. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of games you can play co-op in, I was also playing a little Division this afternoon. And I desperately need people to play co-op with me on the Division. Because that game is really, really hard later on as you get up there in levels. Trying to get through it just myself has not been easy. I just got to level 21.
Sorry, excuse me. I'm under my second beer, and you don't know what you're getting. It's a lucky dip, and this one smells bad.
That doesn't smell. Not a lucky dip.
It tastes worse. Yeah. Yeah. Belgian hypocrisy.
So did you do like one of those beer club things, Robin, where you just get sent random beers?
8 beers a month, yeah.
Yeah, that's 8 beers I don't want. I want the beers I like. I don't
last months were great. The first one I had there was good, but this one smells like dog shit. Oh, it's gross. Oh. All right, anyway. Sorry.
So Metal Gear, The Division, anybody out there that's playing The Division still has The Division. I need assistance. So if you see me on, shoot me a message.
Playdates,
yes. Playdates, absolutely. Although apparently I have to play Master Chief Collection tomorrow. So, yeah.
Galo.
All right. Speaking of Galo, let's talk about this Nintendo Switch nonsense.
Okay.
By the way, actually, before we start, you totally caved. You've used your wife, and there is an investigation that's going to go underway, Robin.
Okay.
Because I don't think anybody for a moment believes your wife bought you The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. Hashtag deal with it. Yeah. Okay. So I pre-ordered a Nintendo Switch. Here it is. This is it. This is the little package, and it's a very surprising piece of hardware. There's an iPhone 7, and there's a Nintendo Switch with its Joy-Cons, Rolf. So that's sort of size-wise. It's surprisingly small. I did put a picture on my blog with a Vita alongside it today just to give a comparison. So the screen's a little bit taller, if you said that way, but left to right, it's about an inch. With the Joy-Cons on, it's about an inch or two bigger, longer. So it makes a very long device.
Right.
The buttons
reminds
are
me of the old Atari Lynx.
Yeah, but nowhere near as thick. I mean, this thing is thin. It's not much bigger than an iPhone, really. Maybe a little bit, but not that much more. The buttons, when the Joy-Cons came out of the box, I'm going to take a Joy-Con off here, look. That's a Joy-Con in my hand. It's titchy. And the buttons really do look as if they're going to be really fiddly. But it's surprisingly comfortable in your hand. Right. So, yeah, I did take your
small advice. And comfortable in your hand.
Yeah, small and comfortable in my hand. So there's two sticks. There's four little buttons. There's double back buttons, you know, your two double bumpers on the back of it. It comes with a little letter rack that you pop it into the letter rack and it pops up on your big screen, and that's instantaneous, taking it out, instantaneous, straight onto it. So it's a very, very, it feels where the Wii U pad felt very Fisher Price. It was very plasticky. This feels like a good piece of hardware. And when you take the two little Joy-Cons out, you can put them into a little pretend holder to make it into like a joystick, and you can sit back on the TV and watch it. Now, I had to get up at 6 o'clock this morning to play this because my two sons have been at this since they came home yesterday. Charlie has been playing Zelda nearly all day today. Okay, so quick points about it that I've noticed so far. Wi-Fi seems to be pretty crap on it. So things like my phone in our other room with a big screen is, the Wi-Fi signal, it's only getting like 2 bars where my phone gets full strength. You know, my Nighthawk is good there, and that seems to be a bit odd. For when you have it in the letter rack, there's no audio out. In the little letter rack, there's an HDMI port and 3 USB slots, but there's no audio out. So to get audio into my surround sound system, I need to stick a 3.5mm jack into Phono, into the surround sound system. So
Wouldn't that be handled by the HDMI?
Yeah, but I'm using a surround sound system with optical and especially with the projector screen as well.
Got it.
The HDMI goes to the projector, so the audio has to be handled separately. So that's not easy, but I've got a way around it. So, but yeah, it's lovely. It is very nice. It feels really good. The OS on it is very, very simple. You fire it up. Settings, games, there's an album. You can take screenshots very quickly and fire them onto Facebook and Twitter very, very simply.
Okay.
There's an eShop. Not much in it at the moment. And the little cartridges are frighteningly tiny. Now, I did get the Legend of Zelda, the collector's edition, with some music CD and a strange sword thing, which is quite pointless, and a massive big box. So I've been playing quite a bit of Zelda, well, about 2 hours of it tonight and a couple of hours of it this morning. And I'm coming in at Zelda from someone who has never really played any Zelda.
Maybe,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really. A wee bit on a 3DS and not a lot. You know, really, really nothing over the years at all. So it is charming. It is such an easy game to play, and I don't mean easy because you do get killed, but it has got me. It is gorgeous to play. Graphics are good, but stylized, not as much as Borderlands, but it is a sort of cartoony feel to it, but it's still beautiful. The camera feels a little bit jank at the moment, but that's, I think, because when you move the camera around to look, I'm just not 100% au fait yet with the joysticks yet moving it around. It's because so used to an Xbox controller. But yeah, it is gorgeous. My son has been sucked into it completely. There just seems to be so much to do in it. And it's not like a crappy little Nintendo-y game. It is like a big adventure. And it is gorgeously smooth, and there's so much depth to it. I'm in love with it. It's fabulous. Yeah.
Well, the reviews speak for themselves. It's not been, I mean, pretty much the whole, everything that's coming out is that it's possibly one of the best Zelda games ever made. That puts it up there with possibly one of the best games ever made.
Yeah.
It's sitting at like a 98 on Metacritic.
Yeah, I mean, regardless. But when people are saying it's one of the best Zelda games.
Right.
It's one of the best games then that's ever been made. I mean, that's just the way it is, right?
I mean, already some of the monster, rock monsters that I've came across, they're like, wow, look at that. You know, there is like really wow moments in it. I think it's Uncharted, the climbing. You've got this climbing and you can climb it forever and ever and ever. You climb in this, but there's a little stamina circle that goes down, and you upgrade it as you go. But if you run out of stamina when you're swimming or climbing and you don't have enough stamina left, even unless you've got a potion, you fall down. So you have to be strategic with your climbing. It is simple to climb, but yeah, there's lots and lots of little nuances to it. And is it worth buying this machine for? God damn, yeah. It really is.
All right.
So I didn't think, you know, I didn't expect Zelda to come to me. I honestly, Zelda's not really my thing. You're either a Zelda person or not. If you're not a Zelda person, it's an adventure game. It's like a nice version of Skyrim. Call it that if you want it to be that way. Nice, you know, nice and charming. One of the reasons I got it is, yes, I love new hardware. I love hardware. I love this, and this is cool. But I just know that the games that I want, which is Super Mario World, and stuff like that there. I will get those, and they will come over the next year. But it has already changed the way I can game. So right. Judith's sitting watching some crappy thing on TV, and I can now sit with this comfortably and play quietly in the background.
All right, do we have that on recording, by the way? We can send this to Judith.
Yeah, it's cool. Right. So
she'll appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd heard stuff that you couldn't play it without an internet signal, but I mean, I had to take Glenn out to get some passport photographs taken today for whatever reason. He needs passport photographs because he can't fly, but he needs them anyway. And Charlie was in the car, and he brought it with him, and he was playing Zelda away in the car, and we were nowhere near Wi-Fi, so...
I don't know why they would say that. I can't. That would that if you needed Wi-Fi, that would cripple it. You know, that doesn't make.
There was some.
Well, I know it's you need Wi-Fi for the multiplayer. Yeah, for sure, the multiplayer stuff. Any online functionality needs Wi-Fi. I know that.
Yeah. So yeah, nice piece of kit. Don't know about the battery life yet because I haven't ran it down through. But I wouldn't be worried about that because if I'm traveling. Well,
let me rain on that parade a little bit for you, Robin. If for Zelda in particular, they're saying it's about 2 hours.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, there's a USB little hole in here. I can throw any
USB. Is the USB on the bottom or the top?
Yeah, okay. So you've got there's a little kickstand here at the back, which is pretty crap. Okay, and it can break it off, and it goes back on again. So if you kickstand up on the counter,
right,
you can't put the charge in the bottom of it. And the reason it's on the bottom is because it goes into the letter holder to hold it up, and it clicks straight in. They could have maybe thought about that and maybe put a USB on top to let you play with the kickstand.
Well, is that USB port in the dock station? Is that how it docks?
Yeah, so literally, I mean, there's no crunching it in. It is literally you just set it down in, and it's smooth as butter into the connection, and away it goes. And I think the USB is taking the video signal and everything there as well. So there's no HDMI port. It's going into this like micro USB or USB, whatever it is. I don't know what size that is, but it's nice. Feels good. And we'll enjoy that.
I don't know if you saw, just get a screen protector. Get a screen protector for it. Because
I have it on. I put it on today. It came. I picked up this little carry case thing because it came with one, and I put it on today after you seen your tweet about people saying the screen was getting scratched going in and out of the letter holder.
Yeah.
One thing I would say is this is not for kids. I don't think if this landed on the floor that it would like it very much. The Wii U thing, again, is a bit more robust. So I was terrified today when I seen some of my other boys trying to take the Joy-Cons. There's little buttons on the back of it. And I think if you were to force or slide these in, they would break very, very easily. This is not something that you would just let young under 10s play with without any... Yeah, so...
All right, so question, Robin... And this is actually kind of a question maybe geared towards for Nicole. But are you tempted to, like, try out the 1-2 Switch stuff, the kind of family-friendly games? No, not at all.
Because it's sound-based. It's not screen-based. Snipper Clippers is one thing I'm going to... That just looks like a fun co-op game. I'll play that with the kids. Do you know what? Martin in the chat saying, you know, Nintendo new system, same old IPs. Yeah, that's okay with me. I don't mind that because their IPs are great. And as a traveling companion now, this will replace my Vita. And I'm happy to have something like this for those special games. Quick shout out to Amazon. Good and bad, or not Amazon's fault, but the delivery man, who are usually very, very good with us, but they delivered the box and dropped it on my back doorstep yesterday morning, because Judith left the house about 10 yesterday morning, and it happened, must have been shortly after that, because she was back mid-afternoon. And the box was out in the bucketing rain, and the box, the you know, the beige boxes that Amazon use, it was so wet when I lifted it, it fell apart. So the device inside was okay, but I thought, look, I'll contact Amazon anyway. So I got onto live chat, and they offered to send it back and give me a refund. I quickly looked and seen that they're now out of stock, so I didn't want to do that. So they also offered me a 50 quid credit. So that was nice. So I've got £50 spare. What'll I use that for? So, look, my first experiences with the Switch are very, very, very positive. So
yes. And you know why they're positive, Robin?
Why?
Because you got a game with your system.
Yeah, something new.
No, you got a game with your system. Robin, I'm going to read off something to you off Twitter. Okay. Somebody, I don't know who, posted up a poll. And this poll said, would you buy a new console at launch but no games? And
hate crime.
The options on this were no, that is Irish crazy, or yes, I have money to burn. Now, interestingly enough, we had about 26 people voted. 8% said yes, I have money to burn, which means, Robin, that it was you and somebody else.
I didn't vote on this. I didn't.
Oh, all right. Then two people
I was
agreed
disgusted and hurt
with. the majority of the internet would disagree with the notion of I would buy a console but not buy a game for it at launch.
Well, there you go. I have a game for it at launch.
You do. You do. Thanks to your lovely wife. All right.
Named Robin.
May possibly called the Russians. let us move on. We've got a bunch of news stuff. Rich, do you by chance have the news jingle? Because Mark gets angry when we don't say we have a news jingle.
The news jingle. It turns out I do. I'm just playing it now.
Here is the fucking news.
Would that be it?
That'll
be it.
All right. News. So, lots of stuff came out of GDC this year. So let's start with. We'll just go down the list here, and you guys jump in if you want to talk about any of these topics. But I figure we've kind of rattled on for a little while, so we'll motor through some of this. Microsoft announced Xbox Game Pass subscription service. So this basically is a $10 a month service for Xbox One and PC that allows subscribers to play a rotating catalog of downloadable, not streaming, Xbox One and backwards compatible Xbox 360 games. What is interesting is actually I didn't know it was PC inclusive. I had always thought this was just Xbox One Game Pass, but this actually is for Xbox One and for Windows 10, I'm assuming. The service starts up this spring. It's going to feature Microsoft first-party titles as well as partnerships with 2K, Capcom, Sega, Bandai Namco, THQ, Deep Silver, 505 Games, Codemasters, Focus Home Interactive, and Warner Brothers Interactive. And that's all coming out of the gates. Halo 5, Guardians, Payday 2, NBA 2K16, and Soul Calibur 2 were kind of the named ones that were the biggies, if you will. I don't know what quite to think of this. I think it's potentially a great rental service. I don't know what's a service I'd want to be subscribed to the whole time, but if there's a game that I thought was on there that I'd want to play, $10 a month, that's as much as a Gamefly service.
Not sure if it's for us just at the moment because we pretty much have everything that we want and everything that we need. But it's a pretty cheap way to get 100 games for a family, or more than 100 games as things float in and out. Now, not everything will float in and out. So, say, for example, I don't know, Halo or Payday 2 may only be there for 2 or 3 months, and then it goes and something goes. The EA Access has been a fantastic service. I mean, there's if you're not a keen person on sports games but want to play sports stuff, it's there, and Plants vs. Zombies and all that stuff. It is, you know, and it's only like 15 quid or...
Well, it's 30 bucks a year. 30 bucks
a year. 20. Yeah.
So 25 quid.
So that's really... yeah, that's about right. That's a really, really good service. This is a bit more expensive. It's up to Netflix sort of thing. I think the way they tackled it, this, as you put in, it's in brackets there, not streaming.
Right.
Where the PlayStation service is great. I don't think the catalog's very good of the PS3 games. But sort of what their argument is, look, you know, play it the way it's meant to be played. The internet is not as good as it needs to be for that service yet. So
yeah, well, that is a big difference, though. Let's talk about that real quickly. I mean, you pointed out PlayStation Now. You know, the pluses and minuses, if you ask me. PlayStation Now, actually, on the annual subscription, is actually cheaper. But on a month-to-month, you know, cost, this is much cheaper than PlayStation Now about $10. PlayStation Now service is only PS3 games, which I thought they had said at some point they were going to bring PS4 games into it, but they still haven't, from my understanding.
Yeah. I think people having a good, solid connection is the biggest challenge with that, really.
Right.
And, I mean, I heard, it was funny, it was on Bombcast, I think, the other day when I was listening to it, and he was saying when he was playing the PlayStation Now, although it was good, he was constantly looking at it going, is that as good as it could look? Or, you know, is that is the lag affecting the game, or is it the game? And he was constantly thinking about the connection rather than the game. And I kind of understand that. Maybe in 10 years' time, you know, the infrastructure will be there.
And last note on this, I guess Phil Spencer in the Unlocked podcast this past week, they were talking to him about the service. It sounds like the Microsoft first party games will not rotate out of that. That they're going to keep them in there, and that the desire is to not have any games rotate out. But because they can't control third party developers, he said you may see a small amount rotate out, but that their desire is to keep that to a minimum.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, I can imagine the price coming down. I wonder what EA Access, how that will get, maybe get folded into it and stuff like that. God knows. But it's an interesting model. It's not going to do any harm. But I mean, again, as Phil said on that very podcast, you've got EA Access, you've got this, and then you've got Games with Gold giving free games every month. So there's different ways to get free games now, or games sort of like that. So it's all getting a bit complicated.
You know what it's becoming? All digital.
Yep. Can you imagine?
It is all digital, sorry, Robin, go ahead.
I was just going to say, people like your physical bricks and mortar shops, this must be pissing them off. Big
GameStop
side.
For sure.
Well, then, you know what? But bricks and mortar shops, tough shit. I mean, it's like, what are you going to do?
That's just the way it is.
I think the thing that gets me about this, and if this is a service where you sit there and you go, you know what? I have an Xbox for my kids, and I really don't. You know, I don't have it in my budget to go and drop $60-$70 on a title for the kids. But this is a cheap way, an affordable way for me to keep my children gaming on the Xbox and feel that they have a library. That's great. Mm-hmm. For me, like you say, I think we're all in a little bit of a different boat. We stay on top of the games. We tend to have, you know, disposable income to get what we want when we want it. I'm very jaded with the way that that so many people are trying to get subscriptions out of you now. That's the one thing that I don't like. You know, we already pay a subscription for Xbox Live, and now a subscription for this, and a subscription for EA Access. And I know everybody says, you know, the value's there, and if you want to pay it, fine, or whatever. But I think as consumers, we also still need to be careful about where we spend our money, and are we getting the value? It's perfect, isn't it? $9.99 a month. That's not much, right? But, you know, over time, over the course of, you know, you have a number of subscriptions on the go. Now you've got this, EA Access, PlayStation. They do add up. And one of the things I did this week was I went through Wikipedia, has a list of all the games that have come out with Games with Gold and all the games that have come out with PlayStation Plus. And although I have played some absolute gems on PlayStation Plus, I crunched the numbers. And I am not ahead. I'm really not ahead on my subscription, and I don't play multiplayer on PlayStation Plus. So do I want to give them out another $60 or $70? And I've worked very hard to stop giving money to the cable companies, to stop giving money to the phone people, to stop giving money to whatever, you know. And always be all people want to do is pull those dollar bills out of your pocket. And
You know, if you stop buying stupid Bronco t-shirts, you probably could have.
Well, I mean, Fraser's right.
Value out of his t-shirt.
Fraser's right, too, right? You are. You're not the only one that's got one of those. But if you take it over 100 years, it's a lot of money.
It is.
It is.
Take it over 10 years and it's still a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, well, you're right, Fraser. I do that. I take the head staggers every now and again. It was like here, getting rid of Sky TV and going mostly just Netflix and Amazon, making use of my Amazon subscription. We shop heavily with Amazon, and that's a nice feature to have there. But all of these extras, like PlayStation, I again use it for mostly the key games, The Last of Us and Uncharted. So I could really almost do without that £60 a year there, or whatever, the £55 a year. So you're right. I must look at it again.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of the things just to keep it just perspective.
I may just go fuck it. And just can be worse. Yeah,
you know, the interesting question is, and I don't know this. I know that game share does work with the Game Pass, but what I don't know is if you have to have Xbox Live to have the Game Pass,
right?
Because maybe you put this in place of. If you don't care about the multiplayer side of it, you know?
Maybe
I don't know.
It comes with it.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm looking at that list. You know what? I mean, Halo 5 Guardians, how many people don't have Halo 5? Okay, that's a good title. But Payday 2? Really? Payday 2 is dog shit. You know what?
A lot of people say it's good. I would never buy it. I would never buy it.
When was the last time you heard anybody we know playing it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And the developers copped a lot, and apparently the developers have not been very good at supporting that title. So maybe it's not dog shit. Maybe when it works, it's good or whatever, and it's an okay game. I've played the Payday games. I didn't think they were that great. They're okay. Good premise, but that's one of the four. An NBA 2K, a Bouncy Ball 2016, great.
I should say that they highlighted these games, but they're not all that's there. So there's over 100 games that will be at the start of the service. So
yeah, but if you're going to highlight games, at least highlight good ones. Halo was
I know.
Here's
Mad
your,
Max
here's your
is
chance.
Be there.
Highlight it. Yeah. You know, if you're going to highlight, give me something to make me go, wow.
I'm playing it, Fraser. I'm like, what you're saying, man?
In fairness, this may be the fault of the people that wrote the article that I stole this from.
Oh.
Well, then they're idiots. Moving on.
All right, moving on. all right, Nicole, this actually may be of interest to you, someone that twitches on, you know, doing streaming stuff. Twitch.
Stop. Twitch. Every one of you. Stop.
Twitch is going to start selling games directly.
I said it. Mark, you'll be proud of me.
All right, but yes, no. So to the story, Twitch is going to start allowing for games being sold directly to consumers. So while somebody is streaming a game on their Twitch page, people can literally buy the game right from the page. The developers get 70% of the revenue, and the partnered streamer will get 5%. So nice little cut for just playing a game while people are watching. I thought this was rather interesting and kind of it's an evolution of Twitch. And it kind of makes a lot of sense. Ubisoft and Telltale already have signed up. Imagine that, Ubisoft, the company that loves money. Huh. But that's a
question about streaming. Where does Beam appear? I can broadcast the Beam now, but where does that appear? There's
a Beam channel,
Beam,
apparently.
Like a Twitch, like a thing, is it? Or
yeah,
what?
I don't know. I think that's in our quick news, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, all right.
Beam, yeah. Go figure. I don't think it'll ever catch on. All right, so there's that. I don't know. Does that sound like, I mean, would you ever, I guess you'd have to have an audience.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would, if I had an audience, I would have it switched on that people could buy that game. But I would go, there's the advert, and I would go to the page, and if I wanted to buy it, and probably look and see if I could get it cheaper than what it is there. I don't know, maybe. But yeah, it's advertising, so.
Look,
okay.
How did this is almost a carry on of the previous conversation. This new digital frontier. What can we implement to make people spend the money. You know, when have you ever watched a Twitch stream and gone, I wish I could buy that game right now? Never. The whole point I'm watching the Twitch streams because I don't own the game. I mean, it sort of makes sense. I get it.
Thank you.
But really, you're taking a big dump on the service. And well, maybe you're not. I don't know. I'm just a cynical old bastard, right?
And it's right. You really are, tonight. Yeah.
No, not tonight. All the time. But, you know, it's just, you know, these, you know, everyone will be, they're all driven. How can we change anything to make people spend money? And at some point, you're like, God, enough, all right? You know?
I don't think any of the news is going to make Fraser happy tonight.
Oh.
Just looking ahead.
How do I double my seals?
Throw off the shackles of consumerism and just run
naked
into the woods.
You're a salesman. Jesus Christ, like me. Come on, Greg. You have to double your seals.
I'm not afraid to make a profit. I'm not, but I don't know. Like, it's just...
It's not... I mean, it's an advert.
Look, it's just the man in the BMW jacket. Do you ever take a break? Do you ever take a break from capitalism?
No.
Tonight.
You cannot. You can never take a break from capitalism.
This was given to me, so there you go, at a racing event. Look, I mean, they're going to advertise something on that bottom bar of Twitch, so why not the game? Why not within gaming? So I have no problem
with it. To me, it makes sense, because I do often go to either Twitch or YouTube to look at videos of games that I have interest in. And I will say this, if I knew I could buy the game that I wanted on the service that I wanted right from that window, I might do that. Mm. You know? It's not the worst idea in the world. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about some other news.
I'm sorry, I'd like to bring some more points up on this, right? See, okay. At what point as well are we going to hit a point, and we've done this, this has happened before, are we going to hit a point where we have to say, hang on a second, at what point, you know, my kids are watching Twitch or whatever like that, at what point does it get reined in it when they can start purchasing or they have access to one-click purchasing?
But they won't, because you'll have your security settings set up.
As so you should.
That can't happen.
Being a responsible parent.
You know this. You know somebody else won't, right?
Of course. And they'll complain. They'll be like, my little Johnny bought 15 games in 2 hours.
Yeah. And that's all your fault. Yeah.
Nicole, any thoughts on this? Are we keeping you awake?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm still on UK time. I'm trying really hard to stay awake. I'm looking at that clock going, I could probably be asleep in 40 minutes.
I know. I was happy you turned your light on. Because I was afraid that in the darkness you were going to fall asleep, and then we were going to have a skullduggery situation.
The reason the lights were off, though, is because I was watching the geese out the window.
Get those geese off.
Were you afraid they were going to see you?
No. Like, the sun is setting, and you can watch the geese fly into the sunset. It's actually really relaxing and pretty, and they go honking by. And so I was okay, they don't sound like they're dying. I almost sounded like a dying moose.
Jesus Christ. My neighbor will be out with a shotgun.
Nicole's neighbor's probably out with a shotgun.
My neighbor's gone. Took their stupid dog, so I'm good.
All right. Let us move on. Microsoft planning to bring mixed reality to the Xbox in 2018.
Sounds like my life. Mixed reality.
Mixed reality. Microsoft said, we're excited to share that Windows mixed reality experiences will light up on other devices over time beyond desktop and Microsoft HoloLens. The company said our plan is to bring mixed reality content to the Xbox One family of devices, including Project Scorpio, in 2018. So there you have it. Pretty much VR happening. I don't care.
I'm advertising.
I know. I'm like, can you move on?
I'm advertising.
Yes. This one, another one to make more money, Fraser. Microsoft bringing self-publishing to Xbox One officially. The Xbox Live Creators Program is intended to be a fully open game publishing on Xbox One. In short, anyone can buy a console and start developing for Xbox One and PC. The program is open to anyone, and any retail Xbox One is enough to get started. There's a one-time fee per Chris Charla, and it's going to range from anywhere from $20 to $100. And the creator will be able to integrate things like leaderboards, party chat, Xbox Live sign-in, and other Xbox Live features. However, they will not get full access to the Xbox One features, things like Xbox Live matchmaking for multiplayer will not be part of it, nor will game score. So you won't have anybody with press A to get 1,000 game score.
What, wasn't this supposed to be a massive feature at launch?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But like with many things in life, maybe this is actually harder to implement than we thought.
Yeah.
But it is.
Well, that'll be interesting. I mean, you know, what we've seen, you know, anything that encourages indie developers to get their, you know, get their stuff out. Although there was on Xbox Live Arcade, there was a lot of crap.
Of shit.
Well, and so here's my thing. I want this to be sectioned off. This needs to be its own little place in the store, because I don't want to have to wade through piles and piles and piles of shit to get to the games that I want to buy.
The store needs more. What do you call it? Curation at the moment. Isn't that curation? Isn't that right?
Curation.
Already, because it's already too big and unsightly. It already needs those indie or smaller games. There needs to be more sections in it now, or a way to search in that, because there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of games in that now, and it's unsightly.
I don't think I've ever browsed the store page on the Xbox to purchase. I do all my research on the internet through other sources that tell me where the deals are or what's out, and then
Twitch.
I go. And then as soon as I not Twitch, not yet. Well, I would buy it Twitch, wouldn't I, Robin?
Yeah,
maybe.
Oh, that was the biggest fuck you of the night.
Yes. Nicole, how about you?
I'm wishing I brought my tape measure to see if you guys, who's bigger. You guys are crazy.
It's not me.
Oh my god.
Seriously.
Like a pissing contest.
Like a squirrel in winter. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like my Switch. It's a lot smaller than I thought. Yeah.
Squirrel in winter.
I only saving grace because I have small hands.
I'm sorry, Greg. What did you want to know?
I was just curious if you had similar feelings about the Xbox store. Yeah.
I don't like looking at it either, but I don't like looking at the PlayStation one.
All right, fair enough.
They're both crazy. They've got too much shit in them and should be better organized. But that's coming from someone who has files set up with files inside files so that I can micro-organize every damn thing.
Mm.
All right, so we need micro-organization. That's what we're asking for. Micro-organization, micro-hands with our micro-squirrel thingies. all right, quick news. Quick news. Ubisoft Massive Entertainment announced they are doing a new Avatar game. The game we've all been crying for.
Been waiting for that one, yeah.
Nobody gives a shit. Yeah. Moving on.
Oh, the saving grace on that, it is the guys that did The Division.
Don't care.
Harsh.
The Division had all
Cold
dudes.
Cold as ice.
Even the girls look like dudes. Moving on.
Rebellion teams up with TikTok Games for Rogue Trooper Redo.
Okay.
Redux.
It's
Redux.
A Redux.
I'll be interested in this. I'm developing a very soft spot for Rebellion. I think they have the potential to be one of the better, would we call them a publisher or a developer? One of the better developers over the next while. I think they're going to do some very good stuff. I get the feeling they care about what they're doing. And I am a big fan of Rogue Trooper from back in the day, so that's good.
All right. Okay. Last little bit of news. Peter Moore leaving EA and heading to Liverpool Football Club.
Richard, like, what do you think of that?
To play?
It's kind of crazy.
He likes FIFA, doesn't he? Peter Moore. He does like FIFA.
Yeah. Right. FIFA. Yeah, that's a funny one. But yeah, fair play to him. Why not? What the hell? He'll earn his big bucks there too. And he's only, what is he? He's going to be the chairman or CEO or something like that there. So he's not like in management, so he will survive. He's in the political realms of Liverpool Football Club rather than the day-to-day running of the overpaid team guys. So yeah, Peter Moore was a good guy. He was interesting in anything he'd done, and he was good to listen to. I could listen to Peter Moore. He was a sensible, passionate sort of talker.
I'm so glad there's not that many games. Moving on. Sorry. I want sleep, people. There are
Nicole's
no
Nicole's driving us to the end.
Okay. Yes. All right, let's move on. I don't know. Do we have any social feedback stuff? I did not check today.
You did the social speak. Oh, shit. The social.
Come on, put your teeth in, love. Let's go.
Oh, have I got something for you later? And you're not going to like it.
Don't use the teeth, though.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And he's not going to like it. It's okay. All
right. Okay. Let's just move on to some trivia. How's that?
Okay.
Does that sound like fun? Robin, you are Tweedledee. Nicole, you are Tweedledum. Fraser, you are Tweedledumber.
Right.
Here we go. We've got three podcast trivia questions. Sorry, two podcast trivia questions for the three of you. Sent in from our lovely and fantastic and always responsible Jason Johnson.
Tuscan.
No, Jason Johnson, Teflon 12, not Tuscan. He sent these to me at 5:30 in the morning. I congratulated him on being a go-getter, and he responded that he likes getting things out of the way early, which is funny because he's never sent this to me this early before. All right, here we go. First question. In honor of the release of the Nintendo Switch, here is some Nintendo-themed trivia. Good luck. Number one, which villain character...
Hairball?
Puberty. Puberty. No, just puberty kicking in. Which villain character is usually the primary antagonist in the Legend of Zelda game? Which villain character is usually the primary antagonist of the Legend of Zelda game? Is it A?
This is easy.
The evil wizard of Aghanim. B, the sorceress Yuga. C, the evil sorcerer Ganon. Or D, the ice witch Gertrude. Which
Gertrude!
Of those characters is usually the primary antagonist in the Legend of Zelda game? Is everybody ready with their responses?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure, because I don't have a clue.
Yes.
I need them in 3, 2, 1. All right.
It's a very Spanish answer.
C, across the board. Everybody has said it is the evil sorcerer Ganon. And... everybody is absolutely correct.
I'm so proud I learned that today. Yay!
I don't even listen. I just picked a letter.
And good job, Nicole, because you actually you came in right with Fraser and right after Robin, or right before Robin, so it wasn't like you were looking on anybody's paper. I expected Robin to get it because he's playing Zelda right now, and I expected Fraser to get it because it's dealing with wizards. But you, Nicole, I wasn't sure.
No, wizard! Not me.
Wizard! All right,
that surprises me too, so.
All right, it is time for number two. Is everybody ready for number two?
Number twos. Oh, dear, my stomach.
Was that dumb or dumber that had that number two problem?
What year was Nintendo founded? What year was Nintendo founded? Was it A, 1963, B, 1981, C, 1977, or D, 1889? What year was Nintendo founded? Does everybody have their answer in their head and ready to go?
Wizard.
All right. I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, all right. I don't know.
Two people have said D. Nicole has said C.
I don't know what number that was.
All right, that's C. 1977 is C. And everybody else, Robin and Fraser, have said D. And I can tell you that there is somebody on this board that is correct, and there's somebody on this board that is incorrect. The person that is correct is not alone. It is, in fact, D, 1889.
Yeah, thank you, Console Wars, for that answer.
Yeah, Nintendo existed as a company that made playing cards until 1950. And then after the decline in sales of playing cards, Nintendo started trying other avenues. And that's where they basically got into, a lot of things, such as love hotels and cab services. But they eventually settled on making toys, not adult toys, but just toys, in the 1960s. And this move led them to getting into the business of video games in 1970. So, there you go.
Mechanical. Well,
I feel learned. Thank you, Jason Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well done, Robin and Fraser, getting two. Nicole, well done to you for getting at least one.
Guest tonight actually knew the answers, which is fabulous. So
yeah, that's good for us, Robin, us hosts, because we're going to get stiffed on this quiz stuff over the next little while because we're out for some of the
Stifler's mom has got it going on.
Fraser, cry me a fucking river, dude.
I will. Yeah, after my performance last week.
I'm preaching to the choir here.
Yeah.
Being Greg, not me.
All right. Speaking of preaching to the choir. Actually, I don't. There's no segue here. Nicole, let's talk games.
Let's talk games. All four or five
that
of
them. Professionalism we've come to admire.
Yes, we are like professionals. So shut it, so I can read this. New releases for March 4th through March 11th. These big old games here: Ghost Recon Wildlands for PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 7th. What is it? Near
Automata.
Automata.
Is that out already?
See.
No. Because it's not the 7th.
On the 7th.
Yeah, PS4 and PC on the 7th. It might be out on something else, but PS4 and PC on the 7th. And birthdays, the beginning, PS4, PC, March 7th also. And finally, Loot Rascals for PS4 and PC also on March the 7th.
I don't know about those last two, but those two first are getting a lot of press. Nier Automata is a hipster's paradise of a game. And Ghost Recon Wildlands looks like it's going to be pretty good. I have to get the bugs iron out of it.
I just couldn't get on with it. I don't know.
Did you not listen to last week's show, Greg?
Yeah, it was all buggy. But I've heard some people say it was absolutely brilliant. So
yeah, Mike Chin actually told me he's going to disown me because I told him I actually canceled my pre-order.
He doesn't count.
Mike Chin has no idea what he's talking about.
No, he doesn't. Not a clue.
Hey, Fraser.
Yes.
If you were one to shell out money for Xbox Live or PlayStation Plus,
which I am,
what games would you be potentially getting this coming month?
Well, there were two games actually that I purchased today for the cost of free, and that's free in quotes.
Right.
Because they're not really free, are they? Because we're paying for the service. But Project Cars is available right now. That's got another couple of weeks to go. Layers of Fear came on what day is it? It's the 4th today, right? Oh, so a few days ago. Layers of Fear, I downloaded that today. And then also on these are all Xbox One. And then also, I'm looking forward to this on Xbox One, Evolve, because I never purchased Evolve.
Do you know what? That's a bloody good multiplayer game we should actually get into for a laugh.
Yes, that
was a game that we swore at EGX. Mike Chin, Stu, myself, and Ian Uller, we were playing that, and it was friggin' awesome. But it just didn't translate.
No. Well, see, this is what we're saying about Mike Chin. Right? You know, if you remember going back, Mike Chin did nothing except talk about Evolve and how wonderful it was going to be and what a game changer it was. God, he went on about it all the time. It turned out to be crap, right? So
No, it's not crap. It's a really good game if you have five friends at all times available to play. And when you have that group, it is a brilliant game. But that's the problem. You were playing with randoms who were not staying on point and stuff like that there.
True. Here's my knock on it. Here's my one knock. Is that you could never make the monster AI. If they would have allowed the monster to be AI, or this game, Muppet. I think, would have fared much better. Yep.
If it had been like the Cookie Monster, that would have been fucking awesome too.
Oh my God, that would have actually been brilliant.
Cookie!
Evolve mods, yeah. Anyway, so of course, Mike, I'm just chirping you, but that will be great because what's going to happen in a few weeks' time, everybody's going to have Evolve, so we can get together and do a play date on Evolve, so that will work. Perfect. You know, even Project Cars. Everyone's going to have Project Cars. Do they have multiplayer racing?
Yeah. Tough.
Okay.
Somebody's very popular.
I know, it's that professionalism shining through again. On the Xbox 360, you can download Borderlands 2 as of a couple of days ago, and Heavy Weapon. I don't know if anybody's... oh, not yet. That's on the 16th. Mm-hmm. PlayStation Plus, Little Big Planet. Oh, Three. These are March. Wasn't Little Big Planet last week? No, last month? No, anyway, okay, whatever. No,
They sell that one off a lot. You can.
Yeah, I know. I picked it up for $5. So.
Yeah.
Little Big Planet. They're old.
Yeah, Little Big Planet 3, Not a Hero. Yeah, these are last month.
This is old. Apologize, listeners. I would say that the PS Plus stuff hasn't been released yet. Because it's usually a couple of days into the month.
Oh, yeah, they're like way into the month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll tell you, because I know a list of instant game collections for PlayStation. We have coming up, I will tell you, just let me scroll. They have released a lot of games over the course of time.
Here it is. Line up.
Oh, they haven't, updated it yet.
Yeah, do it, Greg. Do it.
Go. Do it. Do it.
Three games for March include Disc Jam. Yeah. Earth Defense Force 2025.
Oh, funny. Okay.
And Severed for the PlayStation Vita. Tearaway Unfolded.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Under the Night in Birth. I've no clue, but that's a PS3 game. Earth Defense Force 2025, by the way, that is also the PS3 game. So there's Severed, and then the other final title is Lumo. Which is a PS Vita cross-buy on PS4.
Don't know what that is.
Okay, Sarah says you can get the new updates the first Tuesday of every month for the PS4.
Thank you.
Usually.
Just missed it. Usually Mark would have done this, so I'm sorry Mark isn't here. But
no, they're released on the... what she's saying is though they won't be available until the first Tuesday.
Yeah, they are available until the first
Tuesday. So you won't be able to get them until this Tuesday.
So we'll know. Oh, there you go. Well, no, we know. To go the first Tuesday of every month and go looking for
this one. So there's no knowns and known unknowns at the moment, so
right,
that wasn't English. Moving on.
No.
what he said
Robin, I'm gonna do you a solid here.
Yeah
I believe we have a clip of the Yolog. Rich, do you have the clip for the Yolog?
The clip for the Yolog music?
Yes, the long-ass intro of Robin explaining this purgatory thing called Year of Living Gamedrously.
1 minute, 30 seconds.
Let me just get the lotion ready. I've been waiting for this. Ready?
Lather up, baby.
Ready?
What is the Year of Living Gamedrously? Well, there are 6 simple steps. Number 1. This is a personal gaming challenge over 12 months to help you finish the games that you've bought instead of playing them for 2 hours and going out and buying something new. 2. Select 30 games, your dirty 30, that you really want to finish. 3. Email your dirty 30 list to bongo@ocpod.com so it can be logged and we can monitor your progress. 4. Set a budget. A budget so you can buy new games. Perks. Yes, you can buy games. Mine is £100 or $120. 5. Complete the game to the credits and take a selfie with the credits in the background and tweet that to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved and the hashtag YOLG. And finally, 6. Enjoy your Dirty 30 and tell us all about it by Facebook, Twitter, or email. And that, my friends, is the Year of Living Gamedrously.
Okay, that's that. We'll edit that all nicely and you'll never hear Greg being really odd and whispering.
I was trying so hard not to laugh. It wasn't easy.
Anyway, that's all the victory achieved stuff. So the competition is now running from the 1st of January until the end of March. When you finish the game, send it to @OC_podcast on Twitter with the hashtag victory achieved. And if you're a logger, put the hashtag YOLG on it as well. So there's been, again, a lot of people finishing games this week. Kim has finished King's Quest Chapter 2. Yeah, I know it's only part of a game, but it's a big achievement for Kim.
Kim, Phil, we're talking about.
No,
so.
Shit.
Filthy finished Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein, the Old Blood. Fraser Moo finished a Cube, Director's Cut. Filthy also finished Gears of War Ultimate. Gunslinger finished Black Ops 3, didn't like it. Terraform finished Rise of the Tomb Raider, did like it. Number One Stuntmaster finished Spec Ops The Line, and that's a brilliant game. Beelzebub, new name. Very, very serious gamer, this man, even though he has finished some not very serious games. Disney Infinity 3.0 is gone. Daddy Icken finished Child of Light. Jay Nizzy finished Sniper Elite 3.
Say it right, Robin. Say it right.
I put capital letters, even though that's not the way he does it, just in case this was you. Head Chef Alan finished. Head Chef Alan finished The Walking Dead Michonne. Mr. Miyagi.
Chef Alan.
Halo ODST. Caliburn M finished The Last Guardian. Beelzebub also finished Eventide Slavic Fable. And Head Chef Alan finished Darksiders 2. Hey, Chevalon. Try my
trophies.
Yeah, the wafer thin mint. Okay, people that are not part of the log or people that are that didn't have them on their list. Kyle Adamski finished Limbo. Dastardly Jabby finished Sniper Elite 4. Amrast, he finished the Dragon Lever. Quest 8. I'm quite sure he'll love to tell us about that for an hour. PG Tips finished Halo Wars 2, and Call It All Cars finished Uncharted 3. Thank you. We've got a victory.
I forgot to mention I've been playing Cube Director's Cut.
Victory achieved. Victory achieved. That bit goes in now. Now we close off the show and blah blah blah.
I want Robin to say. That's I want done. Robin to sing that way.
Oh my God!
Victory achieved.
Oh, he sounds like a God. Drunk crow. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Oh, gosh.
Actually, we can insert that jingle in, but I think Robin's is better. That may have to be the new jingle.
I've got a new bumper coming for the closing notes, but that'll come on the professional week.
All right. Speaking of closing notes and just shutting this down, If you've managed to listen to this podcast this far, one, good on you. Two, you poor bastards. But thank you. Of course, we are on every Saturday, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. Oh, God, 11 o'clock in the evening on UK time. You can get on our Twitch channel and watch us live, twitch.tv/OC podcast. We have an email for the show. It's podcast@ocpod.com. We have a Twitter account for the show. That is @OC_podcast. We have a Facebook group because that's what people like us do. fb.ocpod.com. iTunes, Stitcher reviews. These are all things that are welcome, including but not limited to YouTube reviews. We have clubs. We have all kinds of clubs because Mark likes making clubs. God love you, Mark Annex, but he is our club man. So we have an OC podcast club on the Xbox One. We have an OC podcast community on the PS4. We have an OC podcast group on Steam. We have an OC podcast server on the Discords. And not Discock, Discord. We also have lovely hosts.
Pixit, Robin. I know that's you. It's pink.
It is time for Nicole to start the shout-outs.
Oh, thank God. Good night. No. that's it.
Good night.
No. I swear I'm still on UK time. I'm, dying here. Anyway, you can email me, Nicole@ocpod.com. Find me on Twitter @OC_Amaryllis. Amaryllis on the PlayStation 4 and Amaranth on the Xbox. I'd like to shout out to Mark and his wife, Jenny. They're having some medical issues, so wishing Jenny well, and I know they've had a lot going on, so wish them both well for everything that they're going through. And Bongo for coming across the street, as I told him. It's like it's just across the street now. And coming and meeting me in Edinburgh, and to my family there, who I had a blast with, got to meet and got to know much better. And to the Welsh that I got to play with in the pub, that was so cool. Sorry. And only one of them actually does anything. He plays Doom. I asked. So just and to you guys for the show and keeping things rolling smoothly tonight, because, you know, we're professionals. So, Robin?
Yeah, I'd just like to reiterate what you're saying there about Mark and Jenny. God almighty, what a time they're having. I think they're spending more time on the way to hospital and back from hospital than they're actually spending in their house at the moment. It's crazy what they're going through. So lots of love and lots of hugs to you guys. Hope you get through it quickly. You can get me at Bongo the Satan, at Robin at OCPod.com, or on my blog with all the year of living Gamejustly stuff on it at bongo.ocpod.com. And to all the people that have received their Switch yesterday, I hope you are enjoying it. And I don't know how you can friend me up. But yeah, I have no idea. Look for me. I'll be in there learning things about Nintendo stuff. Anyway, Fraser, would you like to say anything in Canadian?
How's it going, eh?
Nice.
Yeah, normally you can find me at Fraser Moo on Twitter if you so wish. Thanks to hosts and listeners, as usual. I'll give a shout out to Rich for his work behind the scenes there. Thanks,
Woo,
buddy.
Woo, Rich!
Yeah, absolutely. No, I want to echo the sentiments, Mark, Jenny. We love you guys. Always here for you. And we hope that things are on the mend, if not now, soon. Rich, thank you again for, as Fraser pointed out, doing all that you do behind the scenes for us. We really do appreciate that work. Want to shout out Nicole. Thank you for playing with Welsh men in pubs. Want to shout out Robin and Fraser. Next week officially kicks off the first week of your new stewardships as hosts officially on the podcast. So it's going to be exciting times. And of course, shouting out to the listeners. We really do appreciate the listeners. You know, you guys really are part of not just the show, the community, we're all one big happy family, slightly dysfunctional, but happy nonetheless. And I think that's more or less it. You can catch me at OC_Murphy's Law on Twitter. I've got a blog, greg.ocpod.com, that I'm due to update for my Yolog. Robin, it sounds like you wanted to say something else before.
Yeah, just
we got
the
off.
Twitch guys. There's Baron von Glower has been in there. Hello, Baron von Glower. How are you this evening? Martin, RCGC, Teflon has been in there as well. So thanks very much for chatting away. That's been fun. Fun.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think we can wrap this show up. I think we can officially say it's done. We're done. Let's get out of here. And we'll see you tomorrow playing some Halo.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
Did they
Your
win
milkshake.
There too? The
Nazis won on the Normandy.
And Mass Effect?
No,
yeah.
No, actually they did not.
No, well they went green.
That's
my nose.
Rich, are we almost ready?
I got one of these.
£2.99.
Alright.
For my sheep shakes.
Sheep shaggers.
No, not shaggers.
Look at these sweet ass scissors.
Those better be your wife's.
Yeah, my wife got them as a gift from her client. She's like, you can have them. I'm like, oh, thank you. She broke my other set. So does that work, by the way, for the two of you? I figured it would be super simple. Second week, third week. This way, it's never no guesswork.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there's
you know there are other people I'd rather work with, but
yeah,
what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I mean, there's myself and Fraser, then Greg. You know, that's okay.
Goody.
What was it you said, Fraser?
All right, okay. Let's get this party started. Come on,
all right, Rich, we ready? Okay. When do we know it's over?
He'll whisper again. It's terrible.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
Y'all are such children.
Rich, by the way, music.
Thank you for listening
play
to the Overseas Connection
music, white boy.
Please.
I didn't even know if Rich is there.
See you later, you bellends.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I think he fell asleep.
I really did.
Stay tuned for some
anybody seen Arrival?
And bloopers.
Yes.
Is it good? Watch it.
I've heard it's good.
It's not what you think.
See you same time next week.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.